At least 28 people are dead, more than 300 injured after a suicide attacker detonated a car bomb in Kabul, Afghanistan today. After the blast, gunmen stormed the area. The Taliban has claimed responsibility, apparently making good on a promise to carry out large-scale attacks this spring. Joining us now from Kabul is the BBC's Haroon Najafzadeh. And Haroon Najafzadeh, was there anything different about this attack than previous attacks in Kabul?
It was a huge, devastating, coordinated attack that the Taliban has rarely been able to carry out an attack in such extent. We know some attacks in the past year or even before that that was carried out, killing hundreds of people and injuring even more than that. But overall, because the Taliban could carry out this attack at the heart of the capital with so many casualties, it's known to be one of the most terrifying attacks in months, if not years.
And when we hear that gunmen stormed the area after the bombing, were they trying to take over government buildings or something?
I think they were trying to kill as many people as they can. It's like a common thing for the Taliban to storm military places and then try to cause as much damage as possible. And it was the same thing with this military unit that is in charge of giving protection to VIP officials in Afghanistan government.
When an attack like this happens, what is the response? And are American troops involved in the response? Or is it just Afghan forces?
For many months and years, I think now, the Americans are not involved at all. It is only the Afghan special forces, the quick reaction forces, the NDS, and that's the intelligence forces, that are involved in repelling the Taliban attacks. This has happened here and in other parts of the country. The Americans are only involved when Taliban carry out raids with hundreds of people in volatile provinces where Afghan government demand Americans to intervene and give them air support. But in cases such as today's, I don't think the Americans are involved at all.
Take a step back, Haroon, and just give us a sense of how powerful the Taliban is in Afghanistan at this point.
If you evaluate the Taliban by what they can do now and what they could do last year, you would see that they are more active. They are engaged in fighting Afghan troops in different parts of the country. We know that in one day they could fight Afghan forces in at least 31 places. And on top of that, they can carry out spectacular attacks such as today. So they are not sort of weakened at all. Although Afghan government says that because they have been defeated in the real battlefield in face-to-face fight, they carry out attacks such as these on civilians. But I don't think and I don't see that the Taliban have been weakened at all.
That's the BBC's Haroon Najafzadeh joining us from Kabul, Afghanistan, where there was a major attack today. Haroon, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.